WTOW News Time is 6:06. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegert One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click SeegertOneHour.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. An attack from a naked man the night before Thanksgiving put a College Station officer in the hospital. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 30-year-old Thomas Richardson was high on drugs inside an apartment near the corner of Valley View and Longmire, where he was destroying property and trying to assault others.
Mr. Richardson immediately moved forward on one of the officers and attempted to strike him. In fact, did strike him one time in the face with a closed fist. The two officers that were on scene were able to subdue him through the use of a taser device.
The officer received treatment for a cut on the cornea of his eye, and Richardson was taken to the hospital for drug treatment. A&M police have made an arrest in the sexual assault of a female student. 25-year-old Bill Vares III of College Station is accused of the attack in the victim's dorm room this Saturday before Thanksgiving. Investigators were told the two met online the week before and chatted over the internet. That led to seeing each other at a local restaurant. Then Vares asked if they could go to her dorm room at Moses Hall to charge his cell phone. The assault took place immediately after entering her room. Two fatal accidents took place yesterday in Grimes County. Yesterday afternoon near Navasota at 105 West and County Road 423, the driver of an SUV crossed into the wrong lane and struck a car head-on. The driver of the car was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition, but the passenger, 26-year-old Anna Morgan Pence of Austin, was killed at the scene. The driver of the SUV is at the hospital in stable condition. All were wearing seatbelts. Later, yesterday evening, 1 mile south of Navasota on Highway 6, the driver of a semi had exited Trinity Heads and was waiting in the crossover when a car going 98 miles an hour changed to the inside lane and struck the trailer. The driver of the car, 20-year-old Marcus Johnson of Houston, was killed on impact. Most registered voters in Brazos County can expect a tangerine-colored card to be arriving in the mail. Voter Registrar Christy Rowe says more than 81,000 have been shipped, but another 8,000 won't get their new cards.
If you don't get one, that's when you need to start contacting this office or thinking about contacting us, because we will not mail a certificate to someone that we've gotten any kind of information that you may have moved. And if you don't get a card and we send you a letter out that says, hey, please talk to us, let us know if you've moved, and you don't respond, you're on suspense. And if you go through two suspense cycles, two federal election cycles on suspense, without voting and without giving us corrections, we purge you.
Voters should check the new card for accuracy. Corrections can be made by listing the change on the back of the certificate, signing it, and returning it to Rowe's office for a replacement. A promising economic development project in Bryan is back to square one. Bryan School Board President Doug Winneberger says a buyer has backed out of purchasing the former Carver School building and 5 acres of adjacent land off of West Martin Luther King Jr. Drive.
I want to say the city and the school district have been working together for a couple of years to try to get this development and centered on the former Carver Early Childhood Center and make it into a true neighborhood resource there. Unfortunately, we had a problem with their bid, so we'll be relisting it, but we certainly hope that the group that made the proposal in the first place will propose a new bid.
The building was to be remodeled into office space and homes built on the land. Some holiday-loving Aggies from North Texas have loaned their massive Christmas light display to deck out the home of A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. The Dallas Morning News reports it was an A&M request to bring 40,000 lights and coordinated patriotic and holiday music. A private reception is planned for this weekend following a public viewing. While Congress is back in session for 2 weeks, don't expect much to happen. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the action will return following the holidays.
January and February are going to be pretty action-packed. We're going to have lots of discussions about fiscal issues, the debt ceiling, funding the government. Obamacare is going to continue to be an issue. I'd like to see us start talking about immigration, get it on the table, break it up into bite-sized pieces, and get those bills on the table at about the rate of 2 a month.
Flores says before Christmas there will be several discussions on fiscal matters, but no legislation because the Budget Conference Committee won't release their next report until after they start their recess. And sticker shock continues when buying beef. Retail prices, already at record highs, are set to increase again from an average of 535 a pound to 550 by the end of the month. A lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, says they're concerned.
We still have, strong demand, so we have not reached that price point yet where the consumer is choosing somebody else over us, but we never know when we might start to toy with that price point.
Pork, chicken, and turkey have all seen their share of the consumer meat dollar grow as the price of beef has increased. WTAW News Time, 611, it's 59 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Siegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's that time of year again. Producers Expo 2013, Saturday, December 7th from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2013 on Saturday, December 7th. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 20. In Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
Good morning, it's 6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds will eventually give way to some sunshine. Today it should turn into a rather warm day with highs of 75 to 80. Generally clear tonight, lows will fall back to about 55. For tomorrow, we're partly sunny and we're warm once again. Highs again 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy 60. During the day Wednesday, it'll cloud up and there's the risk of a shower. The highs on Wednesday, a warm 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports. We'll get you caught up with the high school football playoff action. A&M was in football, basketball, and qualified in volleyball. Plus, we'll get to the NFL and more with sports, and we'll do it for you about 6:52.
So really weird numbers out there for the weather. It's 77 today, about 80 tomorrow, about 73 on Wednesday. Oh, and then, by the way, Friday it'll be 45.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, it's December. So kind of neat, you know, got to see all the warm weather stuff and things blooming again and getting surprised. The mosquitoes are out. Mosquitoes are looking good.
Yes, they are.
We have a bumper crop of mosquitoes here in December. That doesn't happen a lot. But anyway, lows probably, I don't think, near freezing. We're looking at 37-ish on Thursday night, about 34 on Friday and 33 on Saturday night. So close to freezing. But I guess more importantly, a 50% chance of showers Thursday night. And Friday, of course, again, that's the whole week away. Anything could change between now and then. What you need to know is about 77. There may be some fog out there, depending on where you are. So, of course, the holidays, chance for family to get together or not. Authorities in New Jersey say that a man used a machete to threaten a family who excluded him and his son from their Thanksgiving celebrations.
Hmm.
Well, sir, you brought the machete.
Yes.
My thought is maybe past incidences might have been the situation where they happened to not put you on the list. Police responding to the family's home at about 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon stopped a van leaving the residence. There, police say that Joseph Ho and his 18-year-old son, Moho, I don't know, were in the vehicle. Anyway, and officers found an 18-inch machete and two baseball bats inside the van. Well, the bats don't mean anything. They could have been going out and play a little ball.
Baseball.
Was released on his own recognizance, but ordered not to contact the family again. Okay, you got a machete, and you threatened the family, and they're letting you out on your own recognizance? Yeah, okay. Must be a small town. Maybe they know him.
Could be.
Could be a town character. Yeah.
Does he have his own key?
Info.
Maybe.
Mission.
Yeah. You can go look at the significant activity report. Joe Ho and his son, yeah, he's still carrying that 18-inch machete around with him. Decided to stop by and carve up a turkey or something else had gotten his way.
Yeah, that was it. He was just preparing for
That's
the turkey,
it.
Scott.
Sharpening it. Yeah.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 6:16. And boy, here we are. It's December, isn't it? It's the 336th day of the year. We got 29 of them to go. Today happens to be Hand Washing Awareness Day. Figure you got your hands, you're washing them. Pretty much we're aware of that. Maybe not. It's Cyber Monday, of course. And it's Fritter Day.
Hmm. Is that like Fritter Away Your Day?
No,
or?
I think
fritters.
It's like apple or corn.
Okay.
You know? I don't know what other kind of fritters there might be, but we'll just stick with those two. It'll be good for that. All right, for birthdays.
Britney Spears is 32 years old.
Oh, really?
Yep. Nelly Furtado.
She's in her 30s and behaves that way.
Yes, sir.
That's sad.
Nelly Furtado is 35. Super Bowl winning quarterback Aaron Rodgers is 30. Daniela Rua is 30 from NCSI. One of those shows.
Or NCIS.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Dyslexia is fun. Try it.
Okay.
Monica Seles is 40.
Yeah.
Lucy Liu is 45. Stone Phillips is 59.
Stone Phillips.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's from Waxahachie, Texas.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
I did not know
well,
that.
Well, and he probably prefers you didn't.
And Kathy Lee Crosby from That's Incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating a birthday today. She's 69.
Oh, okay.
That's all she wrote. Of any consequence, anyway.
Monica Seles?
I got that one.
I'm sorry. Missed the tennis chick there. All right. It's 6:18.
Renowned author and journalist Brian Burrow will speak about his book, The Big Rich, at a free issues forum Tuesday, December 3rd at 7 p.m. at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. His book highlights the rise and fall of the greatest Texas oil fortunes. A reception and book signing by the author and sale will follow the event. For more information or to make a reservation, call 979-691-4014 or go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
When Obama took office in January of 2009, there were over 7.4 million workers on disability, according to the Social Security Administration. As of October 2013, a record 8.9 million on disability. And that means the number of people on disability has increased by 1.5 million while Obama's been in office. Now, in each of the five fiscal years that Obama's been president, the trust fund has run a deficit as the number of people receiving disability benefits has surged. Now, the Disability Insurance Trust Fund has never before run five straight years of deficits. We are on an unsustainable path as more Americans drop out of the labor force, in this case, collect disability instead of finding jobs.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
Ugh.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Around 400 BC, there lived a Greek philosopher named Diogenes. During the day, Diogenes would wander the streets of Athens, carrying a lamp and claiming to be looking for one honest man.
Where is the one honest man I can trust?
Well, we have an honest man living right here in Bryan College Station. His name is Pete. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, across from Blinn College. Whether your car's American, European, Japanese, or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. And Pete's Auto Care is the place you send your wife and daughters because you know they'll be treated fairly.
I've not only found an honest man, I've found an honest mechanic.
And it only took you 2,400 years. Don't you wait 2,400 years. When your car needs service or repair, take it to Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, across from Blinn College. Pete's Auto Care.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No, pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Wanna split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami. Tender pepper-crusted beef. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles, or try the Big Philly Cheesesteak, both part of the Big Cheese Duo. Hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Imagine this. Surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain, and for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single-incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Our surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic surgery.
Better healthcare? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. The deadline for improvements to the healthcare.gov website came over the weekend, with tech specialists working on fixes right through the Saturday night cutoff. President Obama yesterday claimed that response times improved dramatically. The system is now stable 90% of the time with fewer outages, and it can now handle 50,000 users at once, to a total of 800,000 per day. While internet companies hope to continue to lure advertisers away from television, many are still using TV to hawk their products and services. Firms like Expedia, Netflix, and Priceline have all realized that the web and social media can help spread your message, but traditional ads on television can still be the most effective way to reach the most people. A stock to watch today, Krispy Kreme Donuts. The chain will release financials. And in recent quarters, the stock price has moved sharply up and down based on the results. Shares of Krispy Kreme were down 0.5% on Friday. As far as futures go, NASDAQ futures up 6, S&P 500 futures down a fraction. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Attention women who use Lipitor, stand by for an important message. A medical study in the Archives of Internal Medicine reported that postmenopausal women who used Lipitor were 48% more likely to develop diabetes than women who did not. If you or a loved one started taking Lipitor before February 2012 and were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, you may be entitled to money damages. Call 888-834-8183 for James Rolls-House & Associates. That's 888-834-8183.
Enter 2014 measuring joy, not in the number of breaths you take, but in the number of Messina Hoff wines you taste. December 31st is a Midnight in Paris dinner dance party at Messina Hoff. Call 778-WINE to make reservations. Come celebrate life with us.
It's almost time for a good old-fashioned Texas Christmas, and no one does it better than Michael Martin Murphy.
Merry Texas Christmas, you all.
Grab the whole family and enjoy a night filled with favorite Christmas songs, accompanied by cowboy stories and poetry. Don't miss Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas, Tuesday night, December 3rd, in Rudder Auditorium. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Get your tickets at mscopus.org or call 845-1234.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, you know, it's that strange time of year where the weather's supposed to be cool, but sometimes it's not. Today's another one of those not days. Of course, yesterday was pretty nice to enjoy outside. 77 will be our high temperature today. There may be a little bit of fog out there. 57 tonight. Then we'll be up around 78 tomorrow, and then starts to cool a little bit. 73 on Wednesday. Front comes through so that our high temperature on Thursday will only be 55, and our low on Thursday night about 37. Then Friday, 45 will be the high. There, holiday weather, right? Right now the winds are out of the southwest at 5, 96% relative humidity, and it's 57 out there.
Even if you believe that money can't buy happiness, you have to agree that money can make happiness a lot easier to find. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-489-9306. 1-800-489-9306. That's 1-800-489-9306. 1-800-489-9306.
Money may not buy happiness,
but it most certainly impacts our happiness. And I just wanted to come up with some strategies that people can use to help them with their finances as well as make them happier.
Donna Skeel Seigen, author of the book The Joy of Financial Security, says step one is to make sure you're saving money on a regular basis.
There was a man named Thomas Stanley who wrote a classic book, and it was called The Millionaire Next Door. And he determined that people who are millionaires tend to save 20%. And so saving is a huge part of becoming financially secure.
But of course, you have to have the money in order to save it.
And it may be deciding that you're not going to eat out as often, or you don't need that big cable TV package. And then you redirect that money towards your savings. And so it's not that people cannot save, it's that they just have to be very deliberate to spend less and then direct that towards savings.
And it's important to keep in mind that other things can enrich your life besides money.
Such as focusing on gratitude, recognizing that experiences are far better than buying more things, recognizing that our relationships with our friends and family are very rich. And so all of those things combined can actually help our finances, and they can also make us become happier.
Donna has some great financial tools on her website, which you can link to from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. And when it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision and Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision and Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
Now's the time when you're planning out what kind of Christmas cards to get. One kind to go to friends and family, and another kind to go to customers and associates. But why make all that extra work for yourself? Customize your very own Christmas cards this year at Copy Corner. You can even use company logos. So stop making multiple trips to the store when you forget to send a card to your dear great Uncle Larry. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location or 691-COPY for Copy Corner at the MSC.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. This Saturday before Thanksgiving, a female student at A&M reported she was sexually assaulted in her dorm room. 4 days later, university police made an arrest. 25-year-old Bill Vares III of College Station's accused of asking the victim if they could go to her room at Moses Hall to charge his cell phone. The attack occurred immediately after entering her room. Investigators were told they had met face-to-face for the first time at a local restaurant after meeting online. A College Station man is accused of injuring an officer while naked and on drugs. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the incident was the night before Thanksgiving. The officer had to be treated at the hospital after 30-year-old Thomas Richardson hit him and cut his eye.
He was unclothed and appeared to be under the influence of some type of intoxicant. He was attempting to assault people and was destroying property. They could hear noises from inside the apartment. The officer made entry to check on the welfare of the person and anyone else that may have been in there.
Flieger says the apartment near the corner of Longmire and Valley View was in complete disarray, and Richardson was taken to the hospital for treatment. Two crashes caused two deaths near Navasota yesterday. Last evening, 20-year-old Marcus Johnson of Houston was killed when his car struck the back of a semi-truck's trailer as the driver of the trailer waited in the crossover section of Highway 6 outside of Trinity Heads. The car was going 98 miles an hour. The driver of the semi was not injured. Yesterday afternoon on 105 West and County Road 423, a woman was killed when the driver of an SUV moved to avoid hitting one car, went into the wrong lane of traffic, and struck another car head-on. The passenger in the car, 26-year-old Anna Morgan Pence of Austin, was killed, and the driver was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. The driver of the SUV was also taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. Bryan School District officials will try again to sell the former Carver School building and vacant land off of West Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. Board of Trustees President Doug Wunneberger says the proposed buyer backed out following a misunderstanding on the price.
The city's worked hard to help set this up, and the district is certainly interested in keeping it in, kind of in the community. We don't have a purpose for it for the district itself, so it needs to be repurposed for something that the community can use.
Wunneberger is optimistic the property will be sold.
Yes, it included some substantial development in the vicinity of what would become a community center.
5 acres adjacent to the former Carver building were supposed to be turned into new homes. More than 81,000 voter registration cards are being mailed this week in Brazos County.
They are going to be this year tangerine and white, and they're going to replace the yellow and white one. And they need to check it for accuracy. And if it's right, sign it, keep it.
Voter Registrar Christy Rose says corrections can be made by listing the change on the back of the certificate, signing it, and returning it to Rose's office for a replacement.
If you've moved away and you haven't told me, I have no way of removing you from the rolls unless I get written notice from you or unless we go through this suspense process.
Rose says for the few who are voting in the Bryan City Council runoff election later this month, they can use either registration card. Replacing Obamacare is in the list of what the Republican leadership in Congress needs to do, according to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
If it were up to me, if I were the leadership, I would be talking about jobs and economy. I'd be talking about fiscal bills. I'd be talking about energy. I would be talking about a replacement for Obamacare, put our option up. And I mean, we've always talked about repeal and replace, but we've never had the replacement up. We do have a replacement bill up now. We need to run it through the committee process and get it on the floor.
Flores doesn't expect much to come out of Washington during the next 2 weeks before they recess for the holidays. A large outdoor holiday light production is headed to Aggieland from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The Dallas Morning News reports at the request of A&M officials, an Aggie couple from Frisco has agreed to lend their 40,000 lights and sound system with holiday and patriotic music. The destination is the College Station home of A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. There are plans for public viewing after a private reception is held this weekend. And if you encounter a customer service nightmare, on Black Friday, one expert has some tips in dealing with it. David Kantner is president of Texas-based MysteryShoppingExperts.com. He says the first step is to stay calm, don't get angry. The second is to seek the manager, and if that doesn't work, start for the exit.
If you're having a bad customer experience and you're not getting things done your way, definitely look to take your business elsewhere. Start for the exit.
Kantner says his mystery shopper will usually encounter unfriendly employees or those untrained in how to handle customers. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 58 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Red Cashin. Over the years, life has presented me with many great experiences and a few health challenges. At those times, St. Joseph has always been my first choice. I trust their care, and that's kept me going strong, both on and off the field. Today, the experiences keep coming, and I'm able to enjoy them. Thanks to St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Men, would you like to have more energy, more lean muscle mass, and less belly fat? Increased sex drive? You can have it all if you have a healthy testosterone level. Schedule your free consultation at naturalbiohealth.com. Trust your health to the testosterone experts.
Good morrow to thee, friend.
Good morrow to you. What job positions are you applying for?
Bookkeeper, forklift operator, IT specialist, radiation tech, VP of sales, and plumber, my fair lady.
You're qualified for all those jobs?
I'm a thespian, an actor, a man of many faces.
Those free online list sites are great when looking for a couch, an apartment, or a party clown.
What are you really qualified to do?
Juggle chainsaw.
Ah!
But when you need a qualified local employee, you need AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And a fire dancer, observe.
Long name, amazing results.
Good morning. It's 6:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, 8 to 8 service. That's overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. After work, you come home, the unit's not working. Well, give them a call at 690-2278. They'll get somebody out the same day. Here's some numbers for you.
Clouds will slowly depart the area today, and sunshine will slowly develop. Highs will be somewhere between 75 and 80 later today. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be near 55. For tomorrow, partial sun. Forecast temperature looks to be warm again tomorrow, 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows near 60. Wednesday, it'll cloud up. There could be a stray shower or two. Highs on Wednesday between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Both teams played really, really hard. It got down to play here or there. You know, that's going to happen in a game. Missouri's a fine football team.
Yes, they were, and they showed it, and they've kept their ranking. We'll get you BCS rankings as well as the high school football placement with a couple teams in the Brazos Valley continuing on in the playoffs. Aggie volleyball, basketball, and the NFL. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you coming up in about 12 minutes or so.
Yeah, and A&M consolidated one, surprised a lot of people.
Yes, they did.
Because Longview, a lot of folks were already projecting them on into bigger and better things, but way to go, Consol. And, of course, we'll have their game this weekend.
Yes, we will.
There's no place else for you to go. May as well go see that one, right?
And they are taking on a perennial powerhouse.
Yeah they are. That's true. But you know what? To be the best, you got to beat the best, right?
And wow, thanks, Coach.
That's all right. I'm just saying, but, Consol's been in the playoffs a little bit.
Yes, they have. They are a consistently good football team, without question.
Doing pretty well. So, go celebrate National Fritter Day today, and then go do that this weekend.
Get you an apple fritter and run yourself out to a football
game. Apple fritter, that's another one. So, how many kind of fritters are there? I mean, there's apple fritter and there's corn fritter and what else? Anything else? I mean, zucchini fritters? I've never heard of those.
I don't know.
Guess you could
sounds
do
like you could.
Any kind of fritter
they
you want.
They do seafood, don't they? kind of like a crab cake, but not.
Oh, I guess that could be right. Yeah, yeah, that's probably right.
That's all I can think of, though.
Any little morsel that's fried?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Vienna sausage fritters?
Ugh.
I mean, yeah. Hey, come on. A lot of people like Vienna sausage.
Hmm.
I'm not one.
No, I'm not either.
But a lot of people do. That's it. So, I don't even want to talk about politics or anything. I just, because everybody's beating their chest now, you know, we're better than they are and all that stuff.
We fixed Obamacare. It works better.
I know. Sure. Yeah. The numbers.
Nobody knows who you are because your identification is lost.
Well, but, you know, better that it be lost than it turn up to somebody who shouldn't get it.
Well, they don't know that yet either.
Well, I know. Now, I love this because, of course, the question is the website fixed? And then to, well, bring back the thoughts of Bill Clinton. I guess it depends on what fixed is.
Oh, my God.
What is your definition of fixed?
Exactly.
Air quotes.
Right, yeah. So the administration official said Saturday that 90% of the users are now able to create an account. But they did not say whether the same percentage would actually be able to finish enrolling. Okay? You can get yourself creating an account. That's great. Officials did warn that there will be times that the site will be overwhelmed and encourage people to visit during off-peak hours, like 3 in the morning. Set your alarm. Get up. Do that.
Wow.
Feel good, right? Being overlooked in all this coverage of the website fix, another setback, though. And I always love it because they put these things out like on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, hoping that no one is paying attention because you wouldn't want to do that. Yep. Oh, don't look over there.
No, we're not doing anything.
The Obama administration announced the online exchange for small businesses would not be available until next November.
Well, and all this stuff they keep pushing back just surprisingly is coming like a week or two after the election.
How does that happen?
It's amazing.
Yeah, the online small business exchange was supposed to open back up in October. Remember October? That was a month ago. Okay, that didn't happen. The delay being announced, and then, of course, just makes you understand that in most states with their own exchanges, small businesses won't have to wait, but Texas isn't one of those, just saying. Mm. But to actually buy what they see, especially in the 36 states with exchanges now, they'll have to buy it offline the old-fashioned way. So it's like you go shop it, but you can't buy it there. Just saying. So, oh, and let's see what else is there. The Wall Street Journal, for their point, now that the website is actually working, I guess, and you can get on there, they think that the narrative will now shift back to long-term implications. This is what the Wall Street Journal writes, and you should feel really good about this. Quoting now, all four of the Obamacare tiers are scrap metal grade because the rules Obamacare imposes to create a supposedly superior insurance product are in fact resulting in an inferior medical product. The new mandates and rules raise costs, so insurers must compensate by offering narrow and less costly networks, doctors, and hospitals. Because you want to have a lower quality of health care. I know everybody does.
Oh, yes.
You're going, oh, no. I don't want that doctor. I don't want that hospital. I don't want that procedure. No. Let someone else do that. So, there. Got that feeling good. Oh, this has got to make you happy. New report in the London Daily Mail said that for years, the final secret code to authorize the launching of the U.S. nuclear missiles, okay, and this probably started in World War III. Pretty simple.
1, 2, 3, 4?
How about 8 zeros?
Oh.
That was the code. That was the code.
That's so dumb.
And it was in effect until 1977. Those 8 zeros would have been entered into the PAL, that's the Permissive Action Link device, that supposedly was going to prevent the unauthorized arming or detonation of nuclear weapons.
Well, wouldn't that be authorized if you type in the code?
I think so. I mean, the computer wouldn't know any different. But the Pentagon was apparently worried about the possibility of command centers or communication lines being destroyed in a real nuclear war, thus stopping the soldiers from being able to get the codes or the authorization to launch the missiles.
So that's the override code?
So they set the security code for launching the weapons as 8 zeros to, quote, Make things as simple as possible for all parties.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Now, I believe all parties could have included the enemy, right?
No kidding.
Wouldn't you like to have been at the meeting when they did that one? I mean, just, okay, here it is. 0000000000. Huh?
Don't talk so fast.
Yeah, really, I can't write it down. Okay, that was our safety until 1977. 80s.
So
somebody's running the government really smartly
Just after the Bay of Pigs, did they push 00000 and we're sitting there waiting for the last couple?
Yeah. No. Just, I'm ready. I got my finger on the button right here. It could happen.
Don't make me push this zero.
That's right. New York Times has an interesting piece about what appears to be Hillary Clinton's first step to her likely presidential run. That's to smooth over a little bit of friction that might be lingering with the black community. Some of the more caustic things that Hillary had said in the 08 primary as she ran against Obama, apparently a sore point with some black voters. Al Sharpton tells the newspaper,
God.
Yeah, bring him back, quote, I think this is an effort to repair whatever damage they felt may have been done in 08. That's being Mr. and Mrs. Clinton. They know that there are some people who have lingering questions toward them. So, see how that works out. Hillary running for president. What are the chances? Here's your feel-good for the Thanksgiving weekend. Yesterday on State of the Union from CNN, Dianne Feinstein.
Another one of our favorites.
There you go. Senate Intelligence Committee chairperson. Pretty much was frank when asked if the U.S. is safer from terrorist threats than it was 1 or 2 years ago. She said, I don't think so. She said, I think terror is up worldwide. The statistics indicate that. The fatalities are way up. The numbers are way up. She said there are new bombs, very big bombs, trucks being reinforced for those bombs. There are bombs that can now go through magnetometers. The bomb maker is still alive, and there are more groups than ever, and there's a huge malevolence out there.
Not to mention we can politically correct ourselves to death.
Mm-hmm, but, I mean, that's when, she didn't mince words there. She's
no.
Pretty much saying that's it. So there. And the president...
Well, you know what? That's a ploy for more money.
You think?
We're not safe. We need more money.
That's right. When in doubt, throw money at it.
Absolutely.
Reports say that the White House is putting increased pressure on President Benjamin Netanyahu to stop criticizing the basic nuclear agreement that was reached last month with Iran. Good luck there. Good luck there.
Not the guy you're going to control.
No. Well, just any Israeli leader. Yeah, pretty much. They care about number one, and that's it. And it sounds like President Obama might be staying around D.C. a few years after his second term ends. Good grief.
Is he going to be a lobbyist?
Well, no. During an interview with Baba Wawa, what tweet would you be? She said that they were asking what they were going to do after the presidency was over. And, of course, he's wishing third term. But they said that apparently Sasha, the youngest daughter, is the one who will be able to... have a lot to do with the determination. She won't graduate from Sidwell Friends School until 2016. So they have to make sure that she's doing well before she goes off to college. So Sasha will have a big say in where the Obama
Well,
stay.
Of course they're not going back to Chicago. There's a lot of crime there.
Yeah.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's that time of year again. Producers Expo 2013, Saturday, December 7th from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus, valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tag, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2013 on Saturday, December 7th. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
There's a handful of horticultural facts that could save Texas gardeners a lot of frustrations. Since we're coming toward another growing growing season in just a couple of months. I thought this might be a great time to step back and look at gardening fundamentals. I'll be back with details right after this important message. It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. The special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. Or we have a better deal for you. Save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. It's been 22 years since I published my last book on Texas gardening. A lot has changed. I think this will become the new go-to reference book on everything related to landscaping and gardening in the Lone Star State. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. If we're going to talk about gardening fundamentals, let's start out with your local hardiness zone. Skipping the technicalities, this is a zoning map from the federal government that gives a predicted low temperature for every county in the United States. You can find out your county and your hardiness zone by doing a search on the web for USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map. That's the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map, and then you want to click on it. Nursery plants will show their hardiness zones on their labels. You're going to see in Texas labels that will be for Zone 6 and 7 and 8 and 9. And you need to make sure that you choose a number that is equal to your local area or a smaller number. In other words, a Zone 6 plant will grow in Zone 7, but a Zone 8 plant probably would freeze in Zone 7. You need to look at your native soils. With the exception of some of the sandy soils in deep east Texas, much of Texas is covered by alkaline soils. Much of Texas is covered with clay soils. You need to know what properties your soil has before you start choosing the plants to grow in that soil. We need to think about our Texas growing seasons. The word is plural because, unlike the North, Texas has two distinct growing seasons. We have spring and we have fall. They're separated on one end by the winter, but summer also causes many of our plants to go essentially dormant as well. And you need to know when your average killing freeze is for your part of the state. And that is really a very important date. You don't want to rush the season too much. You want to plant a lot of things right about the average date of the last killing freeze. And you need to time your fall plantings for annual color and for fall vegetables to be sure that your garden is productive before the first freeze occurs. You can find maps of that sort from Texas A&M and other places online. You need to know the best plants for your region. There's a big group of plants, but the list would include things like oaks, and also you might want to include cedar elms, pecans, Chinese pistachios. It really depends on where you are in the state. In terms of shrubs, hollies are good in much of the state. Junipers are good everywhere that they have full sun. Nandinas are as well. Abelias are as well. You know what you need to do? You need to talk to a nurseryman in your area and get specific advice for each plant that you're going to be setting out. You need to ask questions before you buy them. I'm Neil Sperry. The worst pruning decisions will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53, and here's your high school football playoff report. A&M Consolidated Tigers took another step into the playoffs Saturday afternoon, and they did so in Midlothian by getting past one of the state's premier 4A ball clubs, the Longview Lobos. Tigers roared both on offense and defense and won 45-35 in the regional finals, Division 11. They qualified for the state quarterfinals next Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock at Wildcat Stadium in Temple. They'll be taking on one of the perennial powerhouses in Texas, the Lake Travis Cavaliers. Brazos Christian, not to be outdone, they're 12-0. They qualified for the TAP State Championship game for the first time in school history, winning its Division III semifinals over Bay Area Christian 17-10 on Saturday at Cub Stadium. They'll play Dallas First Baptist for the state title at 6 o'clock Saturday at Corsicana Stadium. On now to Aggie football, where Henry Jones broke loose for the go-ahead score on a 57-yard run with 3:34 left. And the number 5 Missouri Tigers wrapped up the SEC East, riding a strong second half to a 28-21 win over, at the time, now number 19, Texas A&M. Johnny Manziel, well, second straight week he's been a little off, throwing one touchdown pass, rushing for 21 yards on 11 carries, and just 24 for 35 for 195. And here's Coach Sumlin after the loss.
Both teams played really, really hard. It got down to play here or there. You know, that's going to happen in a game. Missouri's a fine football team. You see why. I think they created some problems. Their front seven, as I said, coming into the game is really, really athletic. We had some creases. They rallied to them. You know, we were effective in our running game, but not effective enough. And when it comes down to it in a game like this, they made more plays in the end than we did to win the game.
Let's post-game comments from Kevin Sumlin. Now, Kevin Sumlin and Texas A&M University have reached an agreement in principle with the head football coach for a new 6-year contract. That's according to Eric Hyman. It was announced on Saturday. Terms of the contract are pending approval by Texas A&M University and the Board of Regents at a future meeting. The Aggies fell to number 24 in the BCS standings. Number 1 is Florida State. Number 2 is Ohio State. They take over the top spot just before the national pairings for the Vizio BCS National Championship game is announced. Alabama had been number 1 forever. They fell from grace after being beat by Auburn in the Iron Bowl. They dropped to number 4. Alabama dropped to number 4 ahead of Missouri, which is number 5. What does all that mean to Aggies? Well, right now the bowl projections have A&M going to the Chick-fil-A Bowl in Atlanta to take on Duke New Year's Eve. Texas A&M men's basketball team wrapped up play in the 2013 Corpus Christi Challenge Saturday, falling to SMU 55-52. Aggies are now 6-2. They'll return to action Wednesday as they host old Southwest Conference foe number 2, University of Houston. Tip it off at 7 at Reed. Courtney Walker had a career-high 26 points, earning her way onto the all-tournament team, but the Aggies could not hold off Syracuse in the Paradise Jam Reef Division, 78-63. The Aggies return to Reed tomorrow to play San Diego at 7 o'clock. And finally, some good A&M news. Texas A&M received an at-large bid for the 2013 NCAA Volleyball Championships. They'll face off against UTSA in the first round Thursday. Gregory, Jim, and Austin for the NCAA Championships. The New England Patriots rallied from a 34-31 win over Houston, making the franchise record skid even longer for the Texans, now 10 games. Here's Coach Kubiak after the loss.
I've always stood right here and told you guys we're playing hard. We're not always playing good. We got guys playing hard. We've got some young guys having to step in and play a lot of football. But if you're asking me if there's a moral victory because we played a great franchise today and a great football team. In our business, we work all week to win, and we had our opportunities in this football game to win, so we're very disappointed, but we can't be disappointed for long, so we got to play pretty quick.
Add a little bit of a wrinkle to the game. Houston defensive end Antonio Smith questioned how the New England Patriots knew what the Texans were going to do on defense after the 34-31 win. Smith told reporters after the game that Houston had some new wrinkles that had never been seen on film before and never had been used before by the Texans. It was, quote, miraculous how the Patriots chained their offense to key on our defense. He says that they were either spying or scouting. We'll keep an eye on that because, as you know, the Patriots have been known for doing just that. And we'll finally wrap it up in the NHL last night from a shootout.
Dubnyk looking to end it. Here comes Alex Chiasson into the zone. Forehand, he lost the puck, and the Oilers win it.
They beat the Stars 3-2 in the shootout. Dubnyk stopped 2 of 3 shots in the tiebreaker. Dallas' Kari Lehtinen failed to make any saves. And that has been a look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Let Royalty Pecan Farms take the hassle out of your holiday shopping. They can gift wrap fresh, locally grown Texas pecans and ship them to your business associates and loved ones. Choose from natural or flavored pecans, or pick up a handmade Royalty Pecan pie or other baked goods for your holiday get-togethers. Shopping is easy online as well at royaltypecans.com, where you can order pecans, pies, breads, corporate gifts, and more. Don't forget, the gift shop is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Spend this Christmas with the Boston Brass. This December is your chance to hear all of your holiday faves when these 5 guys perform a concert of seasonal tunes. Listen as White Christmas, Frosty, and the Christmas Song are blowing from 2 trumpets, a French horn, a trombone, and a tuba. Presented by MSC Opus Tuesday, December 10th in Rudder Theater. Series sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, First Victoria National Bank, Debbie and Chuck Robertson,